Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be exploring something I think a lot of you are curious about.
Yeah.
5-minute meditation. We're going to be uncovering why, just slipping in a few minutes of mindfulness every single day can make such a difference.
It's true. Meditation often gets portrayed as this big time-consuming endeavor.
You know, I used to think meditation was only for like super Zen people who lived in silent retreats.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started digging into the science and wow.
It really is.
Totally different from what I expected.
Even just 5 minutes can activate what's called the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
Think of it as flipping a switch from fight or flight to rest and digest.
Okay. That makes so much more sense than when I tried to read about the parasympathetic nervous system online. It all felt very technical.
Mm-hmm.
But flipping a switch, I get that.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this switch flipping is linked to some of the benefits we hear about with meditation.
Absolutely. In fact, a Harvard study found that mindfulness meditation decreased cortisol, the stress hormone, by over 14% now.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So less stress is definitely on the table, even with these bite-sized meditation sessions. What else can we expect from dedicating 5 minutes a day?
Well, one thing that often gets overlooked is how meditation impacts our ability to concentrate.
Okay.
It's like strength training, but for your attention span. You're essentially teaching your mind to stay present and resist getting pulled away by distractions.
Okay, so it's like a workout for your brain.
Oh.
I can definitely feel my focus getting, shall we say, a bit flabby these days.
It is.
With all the digital noise around.
And that's precisely why this benefit of meditation is so relevant today. It's not just about achieving some mystical state of bliss. It's about strengthening a core mental skill that helps us navigate the modern world.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've got stress reduction, we've got sharper focus, but the source material also mentions meditation's impact on emotional regulation. I'm curious, how does sitting quietly for a few minutes help us with, you know, all the feels?
It comes down to mindfulness, which is really the foundation of meditation. Mindfulness is about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. So instead of getting swept away by a wave of emotion, you're able to observe it, understand it, and choose how to respond.
But isn't there a danger of just suppressing our emotions?
That's a great question.
If we're constantly trying to detach,
mm-hmm.
for them, some people say that's not healthy.
Right. It's important to distinguish between suppression and mindful awareness. We're not trying to pretend our feelings don't exist. Instead, meditation helps us create a little space between ourselves and those emotions. That space allows us to respond rather than react, which can lead to healthier choices and interactions.
That makes sense. It's like we're learning to be the captain of our emotional ship instead of letting the waves
exactly. Toss
us around, right?
Yeah, and over time, this can lead to a more positive outlook overall. You're not necessarily eliminating negative emotions, but you're equipping yourself to handle them with greater skill.
So less stress, better focus, and smoother sailing. In the emotional seas, what else can those 5 minutes do for us? I'm ready for more.
Well, one benefit that's often reported is improved sleep.
Oh, that's something. I tend to lie awake at night, replaying the day or worrying about tomorrow. Does meditation really quiet those racing thoughts?
It can think of it as training your mind to let go of the constant chatter and find a place of stillness. And that stillness is often what allows us to drift off into sleep more peacefully.
Okay, I'm seeing a pattern here. It seems like meditation isn't about forcing our minds to go blank, but rather about learning to manage all the mental activity.
That's a great observation. It's about shifting from being controlled by our thoughts to becoming more of an observer of those thoughts.
And I'm guessing that ties into the final benefit mentioned in the source material, decreased self-awareness.
When you practice observing your thoughts and feelings, you gain a deeper understanding of your patterns, your motivations, and ultimately who you are at your core.
So it's like holding up a mirror to your inner world. I have to admit, that part sounds...
It's understandable to feel that way.
A bit intimidating. What if I don't like what I see?
But remember, self-awareness isn't about judgment. It's about understanding. And often that understanding leads to greater self-compassion and acceptance.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
So less stress, better focus, emotional regulation, sounder sleep, and deeper self-awareness. That's a lot to unpack from just 5 minutes a day.
Hmm.
How do we actually make this happen? Where do we even begin?
I think a lot of people, when they think about meditation, they think about, you know, like finding a quiet space,
yeah,
getting comfortable, closing their eyes, and focusing on their breath.
Right.
But what about like all those times when, like, your mind wanders.
Yeah, what do you do when you realize that your mind has wandered?
You know, a lot of times people will beat themselves up and they'll think, oh, I'm failing at this. But it's important to remember that. That's part of the practice.
You know, noticing when your mind wanders and gently bringing it back to your breath or to whatever your focal point is.
That's the workout part. That's the rep.
Exactly. That's the bicep curl of meditation.
Okay. But
it's totally normal. For your mind to wander, just notice it and bring it back.
So you're saying, like, don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
If you find yourself thinking about, you know what you're going to have for dinner later.
Exactly.
Or, you know, planning your grocery list.
Yeah, don't get discouraged. That's actually a good thing. That means that you're becoming more aware of your thoughts.
So it's like, I'm becoming aware that I'm not focused.
Exactly. And then I can bring my attention back to the present moment.
That is kind of mind-blowing to me.
It is.
I like that. Okay, so we're noticing our mind wandering.
Yeah.
And we're bringing it back. What are some other, like, tips for actually, like, doing the five-minute meditation?
So another great tip is to choose point. To choose a focal point. This could be your breath, like we talked about, but it could also be a word or a phrase that you repeat to yourself.
A mantra?
Yeah, a mantra.
Okay.
Or it could be like a visualization, like imagining a peaceful scene.
So if I'm someone who's like really visual and I, you know, have a hard time like focusing just on my breath, I could think about something else.
Yeah, exactly. You can think about, you know, like a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
Or a forest or even just
like
a candle flame, something that brings you a sense of peace and calm.
Okay.
And then if your mind wanders, you just gently bring it back to that visualization.
To that focal point.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to realize, like, there's so many different ways to meditate. Like, there's no one right way.
Exactly. It's really about finding what works for you.
So if I'm somebody who likes to listen to music, can I meditate with music on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of great meditation music out there. Or you could even just listen to, like, nature sounds. Like ocean waves or rain.
So I can create like a little soundscape for myself.
Exactly.
Okay. And there are apps out there, right? That can help people.
Oh, yeah. There are tons of great meditation apps out there. And they can be really helpful for providing guidance and support, especially if you're new to meditation.
So the apps can help with
guided
meditations or just like timing things?
Yeah, they can help with both of those things.
Yeah.
They can also help with tracking your progress.
Okay.
And setting reminders, which can be really helpful for building a consistent practice.
You know, I've tried those apps before. And one of the things I get frustrated with is I'll be, you know, in the middle of a meditation. And then the little chime will go off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. I'm not done.
Like, I'm just getting into it.
Yeah. It can feel a little bit jarring to have that chime go off. So if you find that that's happening, you know, maybe you need to set the timer for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Or maybe you just need to let go of the timer altogether and just meditate until you feel like you're done.
Sometimes I don't need the external structure.
Exactly. Sometimes you can just trust your own inner knowing.
Yeah.
And know when it's time to stop meditating.
Cool. I like that.
And speaking of stopping and starting, you know, it's important to find a time of day that works for you.
Okay.
Some people like to meditate first thing in the morning to kind of set the tone for the day.
Right.
Other people like to meditate in the evening to kind of unwind and de-stress.
Poor bed.
Yeah. Okay. And some people like to meditate both in the morning and in the evening.
So it's really about personal preference.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong time to meditate.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about like the how-tos of five-minute meditation.
Mm.
What about like the bigger picture? Like, what are some of the long-term benefits of doing this consistently?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, one of the most amazing things about meditation is that it's not just about those 5 minutes that you're spending meditating. It's about the ripple effects that it has on the rest of your life.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
So for example, if you meditate regularly, you might find that you become more patient, more compassionate, more understanding.
Interesting. So it's like those qualities start to show up in other areas of my life.
Exactly. It's like you're training your mind to be more present, more mindful, more compassionate. And those qualities then start to spill over into your relationships, into your work, into your everyday life.
Wow. So it's like I'm actually changing my brain.
You are. You're literally changing the structure and function of your brain.
That's amazing.
It is. And it's one of the most powerful things that you can do for your health and well-being.
So what are some other like long-term benefits that people might experience?
Well, another really cool benefit is that meditation can actually help to boost your immune system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm less likely to get sick.
You might be less likely to get sick.
Okay.
Studies have shown that people who meditate regularly have higher levels of antibodies, which are the cells that help to fight off infection.
So it's like I'm building up my internal army.
Exactly.
To fight off those germs.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
And, you know, another benefit that's really important is that meditation can help to reduce inflammation.
Okay.
Inflammation is a natural process that helps to protect your body. But when it's chronic or out of control, it can actually lead to a lot of different health problems.
So I want to reduce inflammation as much as possible.
Exactly. And meditation can help to do that.
Okay.
It's been shown to reduce levels of inflammatory markers in the blood.
We're seeing like physical benefits now.
Yeah. We're seeing mental and emotional benefits. Okay. And we're seeing like spiritual benefits. Like this is pretty amazing.
It is. For 5 minutes a day, I'm starting to think that everyone should be doing this.
I agree. I think that everyone can benefit from meditation, whether you do it for 5 minutes a day or for an hour a day. It's a practice that can really transform your life.
You know, I'm really glad we did this deep dive. I'm feeling like more motivated to actually make this a regular part of my life.
I hope so. And I hope that our listeners
are
feeling inspired as well.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But we'd love to hear from you, so leave us a comment below and let us know. What are your favorite 5-minute meditation tips? And how has meditation changed your life?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Welcome back to our deep dive exploring 5-minute meditation.
I feel like I've already learned so much about how powerful just a few minutes of meditation can be.
Yeah, and in this last part, I want to touch on some of the benefits that I think are often overlooked.
Okay.
Things like creativity and intuition.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, when you meditate, you're quieting the mind and you're creating space for new ideas and insights to emerge.
So it's like I'm giving my brain a break from all the noise and the clutter.
Exactly. And that allows for more creative thinking.
You know, I've definitely noticed that when I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's really hard to be creative.
Yeah. It's like your mind is just stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And it can't think outside the box.
But when I take a few minutes to meditate, it's like I'm hitting the reset button and I can come back to my work with fresh eyes and new ideas.
Exactly. And it's not just about creativity. You know, meditation can also help to strengthen your intuition.
Okay. What do you mean by intuition?
Well, intuition is that inner knowing, that gut feeling, that voice that tells you what's right for you.
Right.
And when you meditate, you're tuning into that voice. You're becoming more aware of your own inner wisdom.
So I'm like strengthening that muscle.
Exactly.
That intuition muscle.
And the more you strengthen it, the more you can trust it, and the more you can make decisions
that
are aligned with your highest good.
I like that. So meditation is like a way to tap into my own inner guidance system.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, speaking of guidance, meditation can also help you to connect with something greater than yourself.
Right.
Whether you call that God or the universe or source energy, or whatever resonates with you, meditation can help you to feel more connected to that something greater.
So it's like a spiritual practice.
It can be for some people.
Okay.
You know, it's not a religious practice, but it can be a spiritual practice if that's something that you're interested in.
So even if I don't consider myself like a spiritual person, I can still benefit from meditation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, meditation is for everyone. It's not just for people who are already enlightened or who have their lives all figured out.
For all of us.
It is. It's for anyone who wants to live a more peaceful, joyful, and fulfilling life.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Me too.
You know, I'm really glad we did this deep dive today.
Me too. I've learned so much, and I'm feeling really inspired to make meditation a regular part of my life.
Me too. I hope our listeners are feeling
inspired
as well.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're new to meditation, just start with 5 minutes a day and see how it feels. You might be surprised at how much of a difference it can make.
You know, I think that's a great place to leave it for today. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.